Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, April 19th. It's a second start of the show. Right, Danny?
Second time this week.
Yeah, that's true, right? Mm-hmm. We start the Facebook Live. Something happens, so we stop and start over. But that's okay if you're on Facebook Live. You can be there now and watch us there with our guests who are called Only Bricks. My memory failed me a little bit. I put in only blocks. I don't know where the hell I got that. But bricks, blocks, same thing, right?
No, definitely different. It's fine, though.
So, but we got the name right on Facebook now, so there you go. And thank you all for being patient and everything. And so let's start the show. We were just talking about the fact it's been raining, or it was raining a little bit last night, and today it looks sort of like winter, but we'll see about that.
And it's cold.
And you said you don't like winter. And
nope.
Well, because you came from a wintry place.
Yeah, but you know what? I went home November to January, and it was like I was in like three blizzards when I was out there.
Really?
But sometimes it's nice to be like snowed in.
Yeah, you know, like, rained like, in or whatever. You know, we don't get snow here.
Yeah, but like maybe once a year. They were doing it like once a week.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm pretty much done with this
now. You're done with it. Yeah. So that's why you're in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. You see, you're smart about that.
So my sister just told me that she's giving up meat. So now I have
really?
To give up meat.
You do? Why?
Yeah, I told you I'm very influenced by my twin sister.
That's so true, you are, right?
She says jump. I'm like, all right, we're doing it. I told her I'd start tomorrow because I just took pork chops out of the. So I'm going to enjoy one meal tonight with some meat, and then I'll start tomorrow.
Wow. I wonder how long you
But
last.
I have been noticing, me and her have noticed that like I love red meat, but every time I eat red meat, I get like super sick after. Like
really?
I feel nauseous.
Oh, so maybe it is a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, what can you do?
Yeah, I'm going to try to do it for like 3 months.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to be a stick figure either. Like
right.
I'm not trying to be like super skinny.
Yeah. But that's okay. It depends on what you eat.
I can eat a lot of potatoes and rice and beans, and I love pasta. So I guess I can get my protein from that, right?
I think. I don't know. From pasta?
I just got to really learn to love fish because I fucking hate fish.
I don't think you get protein from pasta. You get carbohydrates.
No, you get weight, though.
Yeah.
I get weight.
Oh, you want to weigh more?
Yeah, I don't want to lose weight in the process of not eating meat.
I see. Okay. Well, that's good. It's a good sign you're happy with yourself, right?
Yeah.
With the way things are.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
I want to tone up a little bit, but...
Okay, well, you are going to work out every once a month, so...
Once a month, yeah, literally. Like, I was just like, I woke up this morning to go to the gym before I came here, because I know if I go before I come here, I'm, like, energetic, I'm good, I get it over with. And when I leave here, I'm like, yeah, I'm going, and then I pass my street, and I'm like, nope, not going, going home. And I know it's going to happen, so I'm probably not going to end up at the gym today.
It's very hard to stick to the gym if you don't really like it,
you know? I've been doing the ab machine. My stomach is like killing me today.
Yeah, but
which
that's
is a good,
good
thing.
Yeah, it means you don't use.
But I'm like uncomfortable as well.
Oh well, we'll try to make you feel better during the show.
Yeah,
today.
I always feel good coming here, even though I dreamt that I missed a show and that I came in at like 12 and you had such an attitude. And I was like, am I fired?
Oh my god. What a dream. I have shit like that sometimes happening. You know, when I, like, sometimes I'll wake up either during my nap.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually during my nap in the afternoon, and I think I'm somewhere else. I don't know what time it is.
Right.
I'm like, oh, shit, I missed something. I'm late to something.
Right.
And never am, you know. It's just...
Yeah. You know what it is? It's I think your subconscious is telling you, because I forgot to set my alarm when I went back to bed.
Oh, that's bad.
So I think it was my subconscious saying like, hey, bitch, you need to get up for work.
Set your alarm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. That's a terrible thing if you forget to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I do. I wake up quickly and I think, oh, shit, the alarm didn't go off. I'm probably late.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, I'm not.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so some people are crazy, and we're some of them. So there you go.
Yep.
Yeah. So the weekend's coming up soon. I'm still mourning my missed trip next week to Kauai. So I'm going to plan ahead and and hope for the best.
Why don't you still take like a mini guys trip to like San Diego for a night or two?
Because he wants to go to a tropical place, my son does. And so do I.
Yeah.
So, you know, this has got to be a serious vacation. I can't just go to San Diego and, you know, with my iPad.
I actually am dying to go there.
San Diego's nice, but it's not a big deal when you've been there.
I haven't been there yet.
Going to Hawaii is a big deal.
Yeah.
You know?
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
Just so, not next week when you're supposed to go.
Not next week. Shit, it would have been two more days, man. But it rained there like crazy. It was flooded. There's still a lot of water there. Mm-hmm. They're rescuing people. And I'm like, why would I go there now?
Oh, they're rescuing people now?
Rescuing people, too, from like mud and, you know, and water and shit
not
like that.
Not to scare you. Know?
Yeah.
What airline were you going to take?
Hawaiian Air.
Oh, okay. Well, so.
They've had problems.
You know, Southwest just had a, like, mishap.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Delta had one this morning.
They did?
Yep. 20 minutes into takeoff, the captain got on the speaker and was like, we have to make an emergency landing. And as soon as they landed, the engine blew up, caught on fire.
Really?
I'm like, I think I'm
this
good.
This morning, why am I not seeing it on the news?
Yeah, it's
are you sure this happened? Where'd you see it? On Facebook?
No.
It's like on Instagram or something?
No, not on Instagram.
I hope you saw it in a good place.
I saw it on Twitter, yeah.
Oh, on Twitter?
Yeah, like CNN or something.
Yeah, what a great place.
No, it was like CNN or something that reported it. It was.
So where is it? I mean, it would have been
Hold on.
The big news right now is we have no direct evidence that a specific person provided fentanyl to Prince. Okay, so whatever.
Wait, there
that is
a specific person?
No, there isn't. No criminal charges in Prince's death.
Yeah,
that's the breaking news. There's no airplane here.
Okay.
I think you saw something on that's maybe old or something.
Delta Airlines Flight 30 makes emergency landing at Atlanta Airport today. Nope. Thank you. Didn't make it up. And you can see it caught on fire. No, thank you.
So where the hell are the headlines?
I don't know. Maybe they don't think this is a... And it says one day after the Southwest disaster.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, they're still talking about the Southwest flight. But it was... but you know those that heroic story of... it was a fireman, a nurse, and whatever else, and... They all jumped to help the woman that got sucked out of the plane or was getting sucked out of the plane, and they stopped it, you know?
I wonder if she had, like, internal bleeding because they're not releasing her cause of death.
No.
She didn't die on the plane. She died at the hospital.
Well, maybe they're still investigating, though. That's the thing. They're not going to
release
anything.
Her family's going to sue the shit out of that airline.
Yeah. So the fireman says that he felt like a calling to help. So that was nice, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you judge people, I think, in times like this, mm-hmm. you know, when it's the instinct. You don't have time to think or anything, you
right.
know. Then you see who is a
hero and who's like, oh, man, we're going down.
Exactly.
But the oxygen mask came down, so I think I'd probably be one of the people like I probably would have like died of a panic attack. Like, I think so. I'm pretty sure. As soon as the oxygen mask came down, I would have been like, probably fainted and passed out and woke up either dead or on the ground.
Well, forget about that. What about when the window blew open? I mean, that I would faint then.
Especially at 30,000.
No, I don't think so. Listen, I think people have a lot of wherewithal and the desire to survive that you fight till the end, you know.
How do you fight that?
Well, I don't know. You just run around like everybody else and shout like everybody else. And they said it was very loud. I can imagine all the air coming in and stuff.
Because it's loud with the windows closed.
I'm just impressed the whole plane didn't break up, you know, because you have such a pressure change between the plane and the outside that, you know, it can just like explode.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
They were lucky except for that one casualty, unfortunately, and her and her husband were married for 40 years and they had three kids. It's
yeah,
so
they were
sad.
Extremely lucky, I tell you, you know, I mean, I can't see what they could possibly do when you're up there, you know, and people thought they were dying, you know, they were sure.
Right.
So just a couple of quick things and we'll get to our guests. Actually, you know what, we'll talk to them about this too, because we're moving along with the time, and I hate keeping people waiting, and they like to talk these
people. Right.
We love it.
We're joined by Joseph and Anne, members of the band Only Bricks.
Hey.
Welcome
hey
to the show,
guys.
Thanks
for having
us
again.
Of course, and they're back after what, 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
That you were here?
Two or three weeks.
I think it was 3 weeks.
We loved it so much.
Yeah, it seemed
like
yesterday to me.
Back,
yeah. You guys are memorable guests. Sometimes I forget the guests, but
All right. Good, good.
Because you brought us good music, you brought good energy, and that's cool. That. You know.
Well, we brought you something today. We brought you some gifts today. Actually.
I know. I've been staring at it. What's in here?
We have merchandise.
Oh wow!
Let's These are cute.
Or merch, as Only they say bricks. In the business.
What is a condom? Wait,
open
here?
That up. Yeah, it is.
Wow. Oh, it's a condom.
It's a condom. Wow. Look at the front.
Yeah. LOL.
Only dicks. Oh. Wow, you guys are good, man.
That is so funny.
Now you can get even more confused about our name because I know. You got only dicks, and then in there is
You guys
a
should like sell this, though, because it's like really clever.
Right?
Yeah.
Really, well, it's you. Really, you thank should you. Trademark this and then sell them.
Not only
we're extending the business line.
Yeah, because that's like funny as hell.
Here, if you're looking.
And then only licks. That's so cute.
Yeah, looking on Facebook, licks, there too. You go. You know, only dicks, there's the condom. I never actually held a condom in my hand. So
I'm shocked to hear right. that.
What if you've never? Yeah, so you've never used a condom in your life, Sam?
Maybe once or twice.
Sam has many children in the world. Yeah. I'm not aware.
No,
of.
I don't. I just use the withdrawal method, and it works.
That's so funny. Works
for me. Earmuffs.
Those are so cute.
Hey, it's worked for me. Very clever. You know? I might use. Just for safe sex and stuff, you know, for disease.
Of course. Yeah.
But I usually don't just sleep around. So when I...
Yeah, but even if you're not just sleeping around, like that person could be a scumbag. You just don't know.
No. I'm saying that if you met someone...
I have a funny story.
No, listen. But if you don't go to bed with a person right away, okay? Like you met someone and you're going to wait a couple times. You might get to the point where you say, well, can we get tested before or something like
that. Ain't nobody getting tested before. I'm sorry.
I am.
It's just like the truth. Like, honestly, if I ask like a dude, like, let's go get tested right now. He's like, yeah,
no, but
sure.
That's only if you went... I mean, if you were going out with them for a while.
Yeah, even so.
Really?
I feel like it's as fucked up as it is, I think in this generation, if you're going out for a while and you're with them all the time, you just like are like, okay, I trust you enough at this point. Let's just not use a condom anymore.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Really?
But we are stupid, so what can we do?
I don't know.
But I have a funny...
a lot of people have complaints about condoms, and I do too, you know? I mean,
I'm allergic to them, but I still thug it out.
Yeah.
They have non-latex.
I know, really? But I don't trust those. I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah. I don't know. Well,
are you really saving me?
Is it too early in the morning to talk about condoms? I don't know.
We figured that the condoms would generate some conversation.
Yeah. They do. They do.
Yeah. I want to hear your story, Dave.
Yeah, so I went to...
the Only Bricks first hit will be Only Dicks.
Yeah. We won't be successful musicians, but we're pretty good at other things.
That's clever, though. It's very clever. It's really cute, actually.
So what were you
saying? I went to a gifting suite, and I was... telling everyone at the gifting suite how I haven't had sex or haven't used a sex toy. So I got like 7 for free.
Nice.
And one of them was like this huge like bullet thing that you're supposed to shove in your vagina. And I was like, I think I'm going to try this, but I put a condom on it.
Okay, but that makes you feel better.
She's really safe.
Yeah. Like, I just didn't trust just, like,
That's
sticking
a little
machine.
Paranoid.
Yeah,
you know?
Super paranoid. But as I was doing it, I, like, couldn't even take myself seriously because I was giggling the whole time. Like, bitch, you just put a condom on a sex toy. And then I told my roommate, and she, like, still has not let me look. Live it down. So I thought I'd share that because once I saw that and it said only dicks, I was like, nope.
But
you can put it on other stuff, not just dicks.
Nice.
But listen, that's interesting because you said you weren't doing that kind of stuff.
I know, but you know, it was 7 toys, and I was like, I'll try one.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it, so now I can cross
like
it off
it?
The bucket list. No.
Oh wow.
It hurt.
Yeah.
Maybe because I had a condom on it.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know.
But to me, it's amazing that you don't do that stuff at all, you know?
No,
nope. Wow.
Sometimes I think that's why I get cheated on. Maybe I'm just, like, not good in bed.
You think so?
Yeah.
How can you not be good in bed? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, what does it mean?
I mean, all my ex-boyfriends still hit me up, so I guess maybe I'm good in bed?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, my question is this. How can you have bad sex? You know what I'm saying? I mean...
I've had terrible sex before.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does that mean?
Like, so I had this best friend in high school, but we were friends with benefits, too. Like, it was just, like, one of those guys where, like, we'd be studying, and then we'd be, like, hooking up, but he was so, like, beautiful, tall, biggest penis ever, no really? Idea what to do with it. Like, not a clue.
Really?
And I used to tell him, I was like, literally, I hate having sex with you. I'm like, we do it to do it, but like, it's the worst sex I've ever had.
But why don't you lead then? You know, like,
I've tried. Like, he just like lays there. Like, even when I was like on top, he would just like sit there, like, would never move his hips. I'm like, you're so fucking whack.
He just wants to be served.
And then he
right?
blamed it on his Adderall. I'm like, your Adderall has nothing to do with the fact that you don't know how to fuck, bro.
Oh.
Denny's hit me up like a year ago, and we haven't seen each other. Because we used to have this thing, like when we would go to bars, if he was talking to someone ugly or I was talking to someone ugly, we'd go up and say, hey, can you buy me a drink? And like break it up. And he was talking to hate to say it, a really unattractive girl. And I went up to him and I was like, hey, you want to buy me a drink? And he was like, not right now. I was like, no, right now. And he stopped being friends with me for it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He like came up to me at the bar and goes, don't you ever fucking do that again. I go, that's our thing. Mm. And he goes, no, not anymore. And we stopped talking for ever again. No. So he hit me up like a year ago and was like, hey, I was teaching a class and some of my students were like, do you know Danny from Bad Girls Club? And he's like, I was thinking of you. And then he's been in a relationship. He's engaged now. And he's like, I just feel like I'm going to cheat on her at some point because she's very vanilla in bed. I'm like, that should probably work out for you because so are you.
Yeah. Why the fuck are you marrying her?
But you're whack in bed too.
Yeah.
Do you not remember?
What's that?
He doesn't know.
He doesn't remember that.
He doesn't realize.
Yeah. He probably doesn't.
Yeah. Anyway, let's focus on Only Bricks for a while.
So we're done with Only Dicks.
They brought us condoms. I just imagine if I give... Yeah,
oh, that's cute.
An awesome t-shirt as well. Yeah, oh, wow. A lot of stuff in the back.
That's cute.
Very nice, guys.
Yay,
well, we wish you a lot of success.
Well, you guys are very nice and for having us.
Sure, and we're going to play your music in a little bit and awesome. Stuff. The big event is that today you're releasing your new EP, right?
Yeah.
Yes, our EP is released today on Vents Magazine. They have the first 24-hour exclusive, and it's everywhere starting tomorrow, Friday, the 20th.
What's it called?
It's called Foundation.
Oh, yeah. We talked about
that.
Yeah,
that's right. We're keeping with the bricks theme.
Yeah,
the building blocks theme. I don't know.
Right. That's exciting.
So it's out on Friday. Stream it everywhere. Buy it everywhere. And then we're having our EP release party at the Peppermint Club on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Wow,
that's right.
That would be cool, right? Now, where's the Peppermint Club?
West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
West
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's where all the action is and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of good bars and parties.
Yep.
Right.
That's cool, guys.
Yeah, go hang out in West Hollywood and then come see us at 10 p.m. Yeah.
Exactly. And you'll see they have some cool music. You'll definitely enjoy them. How long have you guys been making music together?
Oh, since 2010 was when I joined his cover band in New York.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was like eight years ago.
Yeah, a while, and off.
So you joined the cover band. Is that what you were auditioning for a woman or something for singing?
As you remember.
I remember
we're
the story.
Lawyers,
I'll say
right?
it.
Okay.
So he was.
Oh, no, but wait a minute. A lot of people may not have listened, so we got to
recap. But I want to see if I have a good memory.
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, okay.
He was interviewing her, and on her resume, she said singer. And he was like, I need a singer for my band, so I'm going to hire her for both.
Right.
That's exactly right.
Yep. Right. You see, she's got a good memory.
Very good. Very good.
That's why she's here, because I have holes in my memory. My memory is like fucking Swiss cheese, you know?
I do have a good memory. It's funny.
No, I mean, I remember them being lawyers and meeting that way. But but she said we started singing when I got on his band.
Yeah.
I totally forgot the lawyer thing.
That's okay.
Okay. So, so that was the story pretty much. You interviewed her for a job and then you were talking about music and stuff and you started... singing in his cover band. What kind of music were you guys singing at the time? Do you remember?
Pop music.
Right.
Yeah,
Taylor Swift.
Katy Perry, Pink.
Like covers?
Covers.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then we had a guy singer too, so we would do, like, he would do Flo Rida and, like, what else?
Oh, wow.
Pitbull.
Really? Was he like a rapper?
Yeah, he was like
a semi-rapper?
White Jewish rapper.
White Jewish lawyer rapper.
It's amazing. Yeah. He was great. Jonathan. Hi, Jonathan.
How many of those can you find? Yeah.
Just Little Dicky now.
Probably more than you would.
But lawyers too? I don't know about that, man. There's white rappers, there's Jewish rappers, but rappers that are lawyers also.
Yeah. Little Dicky is a Jewish white rapper. He's pretty popular.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, so there must be a market for that.
Who knew, right?
Yeah, right. So you guys are originally from back east, right?
Yep.
Tell people where you...
New Jersey, Michigan. We worked in New York City for many, many years.
Yeah.
Right.
There as well.
Right.
And now you guys live in Santa Monica.
Sunny Santa Monica, yes. Except for today.
And you drive and she rides a bike.
That's right. You got her whole life down.
This is a memory test for Danny.
Yeah. She's doing pretty good, you know?
So far, so good. We'll keep testing her, though. We're going to ask her to sing lyrics to our song.
Yeah.
I will. I'll sing along.
Nice.
But isn't it interesting? You come from totally on the East Coast to totally the West Coast, you know? From one ocean to another, you know?
It's different out here.
It's so different.
You know, yeah.
Right?
But Santa Monica is different from L.A., too. It's like it's like going to a different state.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But you guys have been here for a while.
Yeah, 3 years.
Are you staying? I mean,
yeah,
is
we're
this
staying.
Where you want to be?
Absolutely. We love it here. We love the people. We love the weather. We feel very comfortable here.
That's awesome.
I consider it my home.
Now, you guys were doing marketing law back east. What do you guys do now? Are you still doing the same thing?
We still have day jobs, yes.
Yeah.
You know, you have to pay your bills somewhere,
you do,
right?
You do. And you see, those are realists. They realize it's not going to come to me, you know. I got to make it happen.
Yeah, I'm starting to realize that. Slowly.
It's a hustle.
Yeah.
We don't have a record label.
She's still waiting for someone to knock on her door.
Literally.
You're interested in a career, right?
I am, yeah. I went to a job interview yesterday and to be a server at a restaurant, which is the last thing I felt like doing.
Oh,
but
no.
Now, yeah, it's like the last thing I feel like doing. But I'm like, okay, my bills have to be paid. So every single person at the restaurant, because after my interview, I like sat at the bar and got shit-faced. I got all the drinks for free, though. Like, I hustled my way to free drinks.
That was good.
Okay. See, yeah. But everyone there was like, yeah, I moved to L.A. to be, like, a singer, an actress. I'm like, yo, literally everyone's trying to do the same
shit. Exactly, yeah.
Same thing.
So get in line, you know. Mm-hmm. There's only probably a couple million people in line.
Yes.
But take your number and get in, you know. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it unless, you know, you got to have some luck, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's all about luck.
Yeah.
I think
it's a combination of things, right? It's luck. Luck certainly plays into it, and it's skill. You have to have talent.
You're doing over and
but
over.
But you have to be persistent, right? You have to really work hard at it. And, you know, it helps to have
and
a day
job.
And
I also think it's, like, right place, right time, too. Like, if you network correctly, it's, like, you could get offered something just by knowing somebody.
True.
Not necessarily because you have the talent to do so.
Right. But, you know, again, they're practical. They know, hey, to pay our bills, to live nicely, we have to work, you know. And we'll make the music and we'll make it grow. And whatever happens with it, we're still, you know. And I think that's good because then you're not under pressure to produce music, and then maybe it's not as good as it would have been.
Yeah, right. We argue about this all the time.
Really?
Because I say, you know, because we're not under that pressure, are we being the artists that we really should be, right? Are we lazy in our art because we have a day job and we don't need to make money? We're not, you know, are we hustling as hard as we could be?
Right.
I think we are. Look, we're stressed out and we're tired, so that's probably pretty good.
Right.
We're doing all we can, but I don't know. Do you deal with a lot of rejection and like
trying
to go to
castings? Yeah,
ever
since I moved here, it's been all no's.
How do you,
except
like,
for Sam. Sam's been my only guest.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Thanks for believing in me.
I discovered the diamond in the rough.
Right.
Yeah, it's been all no's. So, I mean, that's not something I'm used to.
Yeah.
I will say that I've been a little bit on a high horse where I just feel I think ever since I was a kid, I've kind of had that attitude like things should just happen for me. And I don't know why I've had that attitude, but I've always had it. And ever since I moved here, I'm like, what's this?
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, this is no.
Yeah.
Like even last night, I'm like, why do I even have to? Like, so someone asked me a question when I did Toronto. I was a guest on another radio show and he asked me, are you embarrassed going to interviews to be like a waitress and stuff when you used to be on TV and you used to have clout? And I'm like, if it was like 6 months ago, before I was as poor as I am now, I would have been a little bit more embarrassed. But now I've come to the point where I'm so like, I need to work, that I'm like, no, there's no embarrassment.
But you know, there's nothing embarrassing about work. I don't care what you do.
Yeah,
you know? There's so many people that don't work, they should be embarrassed.
Right. And I'm like, people don't understand the reality TV, because when you hear reality TV, and especially if you do so many shows, people are like, oh, you must have made like so much money. I'm like, you don't make money doing reality TV. It's you do it because you love to do it, and it's fun, and it's publicity, but they don't pay you shit.
Right.
Like, you get royalties, do you? Do you get royalties after?
No.
Crazy.
No, you should, because they repeat it. Like, our show's about to be on Netflix. I'm like, am I going to get a check for that every time someone
watches
the show I'm on? No.
No, not this one. Not this time. Maybe because you're not like in the union, right?
I'm not SAG.
There's no reality actors union.
No.
Right.
You can't be. You actually can't do reality TV if you're in the union.
Yeah.
Because they can't pay you enough.
Yeah, that's it. You know, And they figure, look, in a lot of jobs like this, they figure, listen, you're going to have enough fun as it is.
Right.
A lot of people would do it for nothing.
For nothing,
so
yeah.
So we'll pay you peanuts and that's it, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it's a beautiful business model, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, you pay the actors hardly anything and the producers make a bunch of money.
Right. And they get the money, yeah.
Right, exactly.
It's so funny because every time I used to be on set, like the interviewer, like we'd have a green screen day and we'd always be outside like waiting to go in, and the producer would pull up in like a whatever year it was, let's say 2018 newest BMW with like the rims tinted out windows. I'm like, look at us putting money in your pocket, because like what am I getting from this 8-hour interview right now? I'm not getting shit. You are though. But there I loved it.
Fun. Well, that's why we do music, right? The likelihood of us making, you get royalty checks from Spotify, our music's on Spotify,
right,
you get royalty checks, and it's like a dollar. It's a dollar for 25 cents.
Yeah.
So we do it because we really love it.
Right.
It feeds our souls.
Yeah, I'm there with you. I feel you. It's like a passion of yours. You're like, I'm good at it. I love to do it. So why not put my energy into that as opposed to something else? Like,
that's exactly right.
Right. You know, but you've created your own brand and you're promoting it and everything. So, you know, give yourself time. You know, I mean, it takes a long time.
It's early, right? Today is the first day of our EP. Who knows what will happen? So we're excited about it. We're really excited.
So what's the first hit out of the LP?
Twisted.
You guys heard Twisted.
We've heard Twisted, although we should probably play it again.
Yeah, why don't we play
like the
Twisted
first
again?
Verse.
Yeah.
Right, but which other one do you like on there?
We also released Your Love Gets Me High.
Okay,
as our
that
second
sounds
single,
good.
So we can do that one.
Okay, so let's start with that one. We've heard Twisted before, but we'll play it for you again because it's really a catchy song. It stays with you, you know, and it's great. But let's do Your Love Gets Me High, because anything with the word high in it, I'm interested.
I love
it. When I'm by your side, don't need no drugs to feel good. Your love gets me high. I don't even feel the buzz when I light up a cigarette. Don't pass around that weed, cause that shit's barely legal yet. I just wanna feel the heat when you touch me like you do. Give me that dopamine that I get when I'm standing next to you. Chemicals taking over, taking over, taking over. Yes, I'm.
Another very catchy tune. I like this,
man. Thank you.
You guys are fucking good, man.
Can we quote you on that?
You guys are fucking good, man.
Yeah. But yeah, put a little blurb on your album.
I'm telling you, that's going in our bio.
Now, Joseph, do you sing also? Or do you know,
I really wish that I did, but I have a horrible voice.
Me too.
Or a barely passable voice. Let's put it that way.
You can't hit the notes and all that.
I'm flat and, you know, it's just not worth it.
So,
Anne's very kind. She says I have a good voice, but I really don't. I don't.
I think it's passable. I don't think he's like a man lead singer type.
And with passable, you don't make it in Hollywood. You know, you've got to be really good. But no, you're a great singer, really. I think you really make so you do so, but you collaborate on the whole song, right?
Yeah.
When you guys work on it, the lyrics, the music,
that's right.
Everything, the production.
Joseph can talk about how this one all started because it came from his mind.
This is an interesting one. It's the melody popped into my head, and frequently when you write a melody, you put in placeholder words. One of the famous examples of that is The Beatles yesterday, and
scrambled
eggs. Paul McCartney was used scrambled eggs as the phrase instead of yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had some placeholder lyrics on this, and there it's, you know, it waited in my phone for like 3 years, and then, but I always liked the melody, so I eventually changed it to "Your Love Makes Me High." And then I brought it out for us to work on it, and we had this big argument about should it be makes or gets?
Right.
Does it get you high? Does it make you high?
What do you guys think? Do things make you high or get you high?
Makes me high.
Really?
I think gets you high is more like if it's a drug or something.
I think that's like if you're like taking something, but if you're talking about like an object or like a person, I would say you make me high.
No, I don't think so. I don't think
necessarily.
Yeah, like,
see? Yeah, like if I was like thinking
of something. Your love makes me high. Yeah. Get is like an object.
Yeah,
you're right.
Exactly. Yeah. You
so
would say,
I was right.
Okay,
just like,
but,
oh,
but
he makes
hey.
Me. He makes
but
me feel
gets.
So good.
But,
you would say
but
makes.
Love but love is not a person, so it's okay. You know, your love, it's not
your
you
love.
Make me higher.
If there are any grammarians
right.
out there, please let us know. What
no,
should
I
it
think,
be?
I'm a grammarian, and I can tell you that both are right.
Yeah, both could work. Yeah, both could work.
Yeah, but the gets sounds better. I think gets sounds better in the song.
And that's what my point was.
Just because it's like a shorter word.
It sings better.
That right? makes me high. Yeah.
Yeah, it does sound better. Gets I mean, great. Gets sounds better. Yes.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, listen, it's
yeah.
done, it's a done
it
thing
is.
Already.
We can't,
what
we can't
it's,
change
it's, yeah.
What are you going to do?
Nothing
now?
Is what we, know.
This is what we waste a weekend doing. That's
arguing
that's
about
our life.
Stupid shit, basically. Yes. Oh.
But that's good. At least you're not going with the first thing that comes to your mind, which is not necessarily always the great thing. You know?
Well, that's you know, you hear
you
these
analyze
you hear these stories about people who say, "Yeah, we wrote this song in 20 minutes." And I'm always highly suspect of that because when we sat down and wrote Hi, it took a couple of hours, right? But there's always editing. You always want to go back and look at the song again fresh and say, do I still like this? Do these lyrics make sense? And what's bothering you about it? And maybe, you know, sit down and fix it and tweak it. And theoretically, you're going to get a better song out of that.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe we're just not that talented. I don't know.
At least he's willing to consider it. The group is Only Bricks. You can find the, I guess, like an announcement or the premiere on Vents Magazine, right?
That's right. Vents Magazine is streaming it from our SoundCloud today, right. And it will be on Spotify, Apple Music, and all of the streaming services tomorrow.
That's cool. And I'm looking forward because it's cool that it's on Spotify. I can just add it.
Yeah.
Just
right.
add it, please.
Put
add it to all of your playlists and just listen to it. Stream it constantly.
Yeah, for sure. So he can make a penny a play or something.
That's right. Yeah. I think it's actually less than a penny a play. Yes.
Right. It is.
How could it be less than a penny?
It is.
Is there something that even exists at less than a penny?
No, but they wait till you have enough streams to get a penny. And then they attribute that penny to your ads.
That's crazy.
That's why you
people
know,
are making money off Spotify now by having playlists.
How?
Like they, getting like paid to put.
So like yeah,
on,
so
or?
People that aren't like singers or anything can have a playlist
yeah,
on
yeah,
Spotify,
yeah.
And you can literally post, "Hey guys, check out my playlist on Spotify."
Right.
And people download your playlist, you can get paid. Four. I'm like, I'm about to make a goddamn playlist.
Oh,
I
so
can't
you get
imagine
paid by Spotify
be paid.
As an influencer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Why? By putting songs together?
Putting like your own playlist together.
Nice.
You
like
don't
I
get
can
paid for that. There's no way.
110%.
I
have like 5 friends that do it, and they all have been telling me to do it, but I just like I'm so lazy. I'm like.
So every time people listen to your playlist, you get something.
Yep.
I follow
this
what's
girl.
The point? I don't know what the point is.
An extra
point.
Paycheck, I guess.
No, for them, for Spotify.
Oh, I don't do know.
More listeners.
Yeah.
If I'm following Danny and she creates a playlist,
because like
I
don't
might
use Spotify. Yeah.
Signing up for Spotify.
Yeah, it's true. That's probably why they do it.
Start a playlist, Danny, and you can include
you
some of our songs
on there.
You
already have some great tracks
you can
use.
Make sure at the top of your list there's Only Bricks.
I went to a party 2 nights ago, and I was like, "Hey, can I plug in my phone, my Apple Music?" And it was like a hood, like it was like all hood people. And they're like, "What type of music do you have?" I go, "Oh, I have a great mix." And it went from like your song to Jessica Simpson to Justin Bieber. Then it'll be like Plug Walk by Rich the Kid. And everyone just stared at me and I was like, "You guys don't like it?"
I love that because you have a wide variety
of
tastes.
Yeah, like if you guys, because I'm black, I only listen to hip hop. No, I'll listen to hip hop like when I'm in the car or like I'm going to the club. But I don't like to listen to that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, people don't even get, sometimes I like to listen to country. If I'm depressed, I throw on the country Pandora station.
Oh, nice.
So you make yourself more depressed.
Yeah, I'm like,
I think so you should single. Do the opposite. Put on, you know, bubblegum pop.
I know, right? Like Britney Spears happy. Pandora.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I think that would work for you.
Yeah.
She's
music,
a mess.
It does many things.
It
many
does. I love music. You know, I mean, in my car, and I love to listen to Howard Stern, right? But it's always a struggle. Do I listen to music? Do I listen to Howard? You know, because the music, it's like it does something to me that nothing else does, you know? And it just, you know, and when it touches you and you sing with the song and everything, it's like, there's nothing better, you know. Yeah.
It releases with those traffic, you know? Endorphins, right? It makes you, it literally makes you feel better.
Right, yeah.
It's and great. It's amazing how people like different kinds of music, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, because music is music, right? But somebody might love the song and I hate it.
Right,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I can't do hard metal.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Agree.
I know. Especially those songs.
And I'm like, how?
You know those songs?
Yeah.
What is that?
I just don't understand. That people like go to their concerts. I'm like, how do you listen to that for 2.5 hours?
Straight? Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't. But at least, you know, if you find your favorite music, then it does something to you, right?
Yeah.
So let's listen to your next song, Twisted, which we played last time. By the way, we are playing it on,
we love that.
On rotation.
Excellent.
On our
thank
station.
You.
Cool, thanks.
So because it's a good song, and you guys obviously hit the right note with this one.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a listen.
We're working on a remix of the song, actually. We hired an EDM producer to do a dance remix of this.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So I think it'll be a lot of fun. And we're also working on a video for this. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah. Nice. That was my idea, right?
That'll be cool. My idea. Like, it takes a lot of effort to think, we should do a music video first.
Danny wants a cut somehow.
Give me half a line, just when you can't spare the time. Push me out, pull me in, and I always let you win.
Definitely makes you want to dance, you know?
We're having a little party in here.
Yeah,
sure.
If you're watching on Facebook, we're having a party. We forgot the drinks today, you know? We should invite you tomorrow. We do like a Mimosa Friday.
Yeah. We talked about that last time, right?
We did.
Yeah.
Right.
And so we promised you mimosas and we don't have any.
We've been here twice and no mimosas. Oh. We're very disappointed.
Well, the next time you will.
Okay. We'll hold you to that.
But this song is amazingly catchy. I love it, you know?
Thank you.
It definitely fits in today's music, you know? Okay, well, we'll give them just a taste of it, you know?
Yeah, that will leave them begging for more, right?
Exactly. That's how it works, folks. And that's the cool thing about it, you know? We're not telling you go buy the song. Just listen to the damn thing, you know? I mean, because people are, like, when you try to sell a CD or something, people are like, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. But when you can stream the song, what reason do you have not to listen?
There's no reason.
A good song,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if you like the song, then it's there all the time, you know. And I love Spotify because to me it's the biggest jukebox in the world.
That's right.
Every possible song that's ever been written is there by now.
No, I remember growing up, and I was in bands growing up all the time, and it was so hard to get music. I was a kid. I had no money, you know. You got your $5 allowance.
Right.
And I'd sit by the radio waiting for the song to come on so I could
Record it.
Yeah, record it. Right? Yeah. And you'd miss, always miss the first 3 seconds of the song.
Exactly.
And then the DJ would talk
DJ
over,
would talk over it. Right. Exactly. And that's why some of the songs, I never knew what the exact beginning of it was. Because they always talk over it, you know? So then when you finally get the record, you go, oh, it's got actually a different beginning from what
I thought. It's so different from when I was a kid. Like, I just feel like I had, my parents always got me like the cassette tapes.
Oh, yeah.
But you had to like flip it from side A to side B.
That's true. And rewind it.
Yeah, rewind it. And you're like, damn it. And you don't know how long you have to like press rewind. But now on like Apple Music, you can literally get anything. Like yesterday I was at the gym and I put the Disney Channel Pandora on. Nice. And I was like downloading on Apple Music like my favorite Disney songs. And I felt like such a lame. But like every once in a while.
If it works for you.
Yeah.
You
know? Oh my God, a whole new world came on the at the party. And people were just staring at me. I was like, oh no.
That's when your playlist went off.
Did you watch Aladdin growing up?
Yeah, right. Like, I'm like, you guys don't know this?
Come on.
Have you never been in love?
Maybe not for a party.
No, definitely not. Not when people are taking shots of 1942.
Party of 5 and 6 year olds. Yeah. Maybe. It'll be okay.
Well, if you're just joining us, well, you missed the whole friggin' show, really. We're talking to the group. Hold on, something popped up here. We're talking to the group Only Bricks. It's Joseph and Anne, a married couple, also creating things together. That's awesome. Are you going to create children together, too?
Talk to her dad about that. Actually, talk to my parents about that. Yeah, I mean,
don't
of course they want.
They want
grandkids, right?
Of course.
They're desperate
for grandkids.
Yeah. My dad texts me like at least once a week. Hey, when am I going to get a grandkid? I'm like, Dad,
you're not even close to marrying yet. They're already at that stage.
Well, your sister kind of made it hard because she like set the bar.
And my brother has a kid too. Oh, so I'm like literally the only one now.
Oh, dear. Mm-hmm. Do you feel you guys are too busy for it right now? Maybe
definitely
it's
right
too
now.
Soon.
Yeah, I have to. We have a dog, and we think that's too much.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
Okay.
Big or
you
small?
Not have kids yet.
A little small. Welsh Terrier.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on now.
It's too much.
Yeah. We feel like maybe someday with the kids, like we're on the fence this much. But like,
but are your parents old?
No. Well, his are older.
Mine are older, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's a lot older than me. But my dad just turned 60.
Oh, okay. He's young. Yeah. Wow. Okay, so your parents are like, come on, we want to like.
Yeah, they're like, get it done already.
Right, yeah. No, I feel the pressure. I get it. Yeah, my mom just turned 60. That was a big deal for her.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Well, no, it was a couple months ago.
Okay.
I missed the party because I was out here.
That's our dog.
Oh, my goodness.
It's Whitney.
Oh, so cute. Really cute.
She's not very musical, though.
She doesn't like the music?
That's unfortunate. She loves them. I think she likes the music. We try
she
to get her
out like when we're writing songs or playing, practicing.
She's our little studio dog.
Yeah.
Sam's
like, ugh.
Yeah,
nice.
Well, no.
You're not a big dog guy.
I love dogs. I love dogs. I really do. Just not living with them. That's all. I like when they're somebody else's.
I happen to agree with you, Sam. I would rather visit somebody with a dog than have my own dog. But I have my own dog.
Oh, my God. I like can't live without a dog. It's so hard. Like, this past year has been a struggle.
Yeah.
I feel like all I do on Instagram is, like, scroll through and, like dog pictures and videos. And I'm like, I have a weird obsession. Like, a weird obsession.
How did that, you were sitting a dog a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
how did that end up? Everything go okay?
The dog was obsessed with me. Yeah. The first night was really rough. You were here the day after, the first day, right?
Yeah,
the first night was really rough. And then we just like bonded. And when he was leaving, he didn't want to leave.
Oh.
I was like,
sorry.
Bye. But he had like a tumor on him. I told you that.
No, you didn't say that.
Yeah, I texted the owner. I was like, hey, I found a growth on your dog. And when he came over and I showed it to him, it looked like his whole life was taken out of his face.
No.
I was like, that's not good.
Did you like get any follow up on that?
No, he still owes me money. Can I get paid?
Ooh, yeah.
Still owes you money? What the hell's wrong with people?
That's wrong.
You know? Why do people expect other people to work for free? I mean, you know,
especially since like I was like his hair's still everywhere. Because I have a velvet couch, so it's like not coming off. I like scrub it for like 2 hours a week.
Yeah. Next time you get the money before.
I know.
Before. Okay.
And it's not hard to Venmo. Like tap, tap.
My Venmo doesn't work.
Oh.
Okay, so fix it. Okay, that's not the reason. Okay, but don't stay
with PayPal. PayPal's easy.
PayPal's also easy.
Better the money in your pocket than in his pocket.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Where? And I sent him a text actually this weekend. I didn't get a response. I'm
no.
Like, well, all right, well, I'm not watching him again. All right?
He's ghosting you now.
It's not cool.
You're done.
Yeah, it's done. It's been too long.
I can't believe people will take advantage of people like that.
I know.
It's so pathetic, you know? Anyway, folks, the group is Only Bricks. catch them everywhere. Tell us again how people can listen to the music and also come to your premiere. That's when, Saturday?
Saturday, so we're playing at the Peppermint Club.
The show starts at 8. There's a couple really great opening bands that we're having called Last Flight Out and Andorra. And then we go on after that.
Around 10, yeah. But get there early to catch all the bands. Mm-hmm. And our music is everywhere. Our website is onlybricksband.com. We are on Facebook as Only Bricks Band. We are on Twitter as Only Bricks Band. And Instagram is Only Bricks Band.
Follow us.
Can we play a bit of one more song?
Sure.
Yes.
We're totally out of time, though.
Let's do Get on the
They're
Floor.
Out of time. Well, we can go out
just
on
a little,
it.
Just yeah. a little. Yeah, yeah, let's go out on it.
Let's go out on it. Hey, guys, enjoy this song. And
Get on the Floor, but it's locked here. Will I be able to play it?
Yeah, you should be okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I understand life doesn't last. You've had a difficult time. Stuck in a past you can't get past. Living inside of your dysfunctional mind. Open your heart and let go. What you wait.
Cool. Do you do the back vocals on this
one,
Dan?
Yeah, all the vocals.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I'm sorry, we listened to the whole thing, but we're running overtime.
That's okay.
Cool. So you don't have to twist my arm to play your music. I mean, it's obviously awesome. Guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having
again.
Us. It's always a pleasure.
Of course, a lot of
it's
fun,
really,
and we'll have you
fun.
Back. You definitely have good energy about you, and next time we'll have to, what did we do yet?
Mimosas. We have mimosas. To have mimosas next time.
Right. You already forgot to him. He's like, next time.
Hey, I remember there was something. That's good, too.
Mimosas.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for watching. And thank you, Danny, as always.
You're welcome.
See everybody tomorrow.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.